5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Favorite time of the week when we're checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
How are you?
I am doing okay. It feels good to be back in the studio. What does it feel like to not have Raven home anymore?
You know, I'm worried about him, obviously. I'm worried about both of you. But it was like a kid going back to school on the first day.
Wow.
Wow,
she didn't tell me anything about that yesterday, but I did notice she had a little bit more pep in her step.
I'm telling you, the night before he went back, Anna, he's laying in bed and I'm like, why are you breathing so loud? And he was like, what? I'm like, are you okay? Like, you're breathing really loud. It was at the point where his breathing just was getting to me. So I'm sure he had the same issues with me. Like, we just stuck in the house together. I do the grocery shop and he wasn't leaving at all. Yeah,
it's the same thing at my house. You know, you don't realize, you know, it's like you like to be home. It's your home. Of course, it's not a jail. It's nothing like that. Like, we're lucky that we have the luxury to be able to stay at these nice homes and watch TV and do all that. But I think the mental stress of you're not supposed to leave and knowing that you can't go, it kind of takes a toll on you. And after you've been home for a few days and you don't like walk outside, like it makes you go a little bit crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm losing it. He was ironing a shirt and putting his clothes out to go to work last night. And I was like, I am so jealous. And he was like, what am I going to wear? Oh, I think I'm going to wear this. And, you know, there's two of us here.
What are you getting dressed for? You're ironing
dressed. It's all part of making sure that you still feel like you're upright and working. Yesterday, you walked in here with eye makeup on and lipstick. Don't tell me that
nonsense.
Yeah,
I thought of it. You had lipstick.
Yeah. Don't tell me that nonsense.
She's feeling it, too.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen that in like 9 months to a year that early in the morning. So don't try and play me.
I may be putting some makeup on because, I don't have eyelashes anymore. I had to remove my eyelash extensions. Turns out now I just don't have eyelashes, which is weird. But I'm still wearing sweatpants and sweatshirts. I'm not ironing shirts.
No. Today is a new day. Yesterday, you had lipstick and eye makeup on, the whole thing.
I still have eye makeup on right now.
Well, I can't see it because you have no
eyelashes.
I mean, there's something missing. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but there's something.
No, but it felt so good. Like, to get up in the morning that early always stinks. Like, you never get over that. But, man, it felt good to just come and be normal at work. It really, truly did.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
So see that? She's jealous that I left, but she's so glad that I did.
Yep.
I mean, you were breathing so loud. Like, I don't know what was going on.
So besides that, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I mean, he did pretty good. You guys were working so much. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I can't not give him an A. He's got to get an A. Like, he survived it. I mean,
see,
running a radio show from the dining room and, you know, your living room.
It was tough.
Look, somebody appreciated it, Anna.
Someone did.
Somebody.
Pretty impressive.